Now, how do you get through to a teenager's mind, or anyone's mind for that matter? Here is a question from Frank. He's suggesting a way to do this, and see what your gut response is. Dear Dr. Kenner, do you agree that teenagers seeing a 2-foot square banner with the message stay alive, don't text and drive, displayed on the walls and doors throughout their school will keep most of them from using their cell phones when driving? If they see the message 4 or 5 times daily, is there a way to determine how many times they will have to see the message, 100, 200, 500, for the average teenager to have the message hardwired in their brain so as to ignore any telephone call or text message received when they are driving? Thank you, Frank. So do I agree that just seeing a sign, stay alive, don't text and drive, on the walls and doors everywhere in this school will keep a teenager from acting that way? So, Frank, you're assuming that just seeing a message over and over will translate automatically into action. When you said that, when you asked me the question, I thought, well, how does that work on cigarette packages with warnings not to smoke, or the Just Say No to Drugs campaign, or the Seatbelt Saves Lives campaign? We have that going on in Rhode Island, and there are petitions people are signing that saying, I don't have to wear my seatbelt. Don't tell me what to do. Or how about the Don't Drink and Drive campaigns? What typically happens, and you've probably had this experience yourself, is that we can pass something 100, 200, or 500 times, as you're suggesting here. You can pass a home on your way to work, but you never focus on it mentally. If you don't selectively attend to it, it's going to have no effect. So kids can, number one, mentally whiz by the sign. Number two, kids can see it and say, oh, geez, just another lecture from an adult who doesn't get that I can text and drive safely. I've been doing it. It's not a problem. So many teenagers and adults, we don't like being lectured to. We mentally tune out any lectures. We can see the words, stay alive, don't text and drive, but we just say, oh, the slogan du jour, who cares, and we ignore it. Don't tell me what to do, you're just a scaremonger. There may be occasional kids or adults who say, yes, I want to remember not to text and drive, and they see it a few times and they say, that's it, I've made a commitment, but they usually have a context behind that, which leads them to feel that that's a credible statement. For example, I totaled my own car in an accident. Now, I wasn't texting, I wasn't drinking, and I was paying attention to the road. So I went to change lanes. I looked in back of me, did not see another car. How long do you think it took for that accident to happen? It took a millisecond for me. When I turned my head, a car must have been whizzing onto an entrance ramp, speeding up behind me, and we crashed. And luckily, no one was hurt, and I'm a much more careful driver now. So if you said to me, getting on exit ramps, Ellen, attend a little better, or if in doubt, don't move into the next lane. Man, I do that all the time now. I would buy that slogan. So that would work for me. And I also have a relative who works on car accidents. That's what she does. She processes, she studies car accidents, how they happen. So guess what she does when she gets in a car? She will never text and drive. Not only that, she will never pick up her cell phone when she is in the car because she has seen the worst of the worst. Now, you and I don't have that experience, or maybe you do. I certainly don't have that experience. And I don't, as I said, I never text and drive, Frank. But what I do do is I drink coffee, I munch on food while I'm driving, I put chapstick on, I might change the radio station, I might change a CD. And all of them are potentially dangerous. So we all take calculated risks in life. So I want to back up now because I want to take a broader view, Frank. You're asking a broader question. How do you reach someone's mind? How do you help a teenager first understand that taking their eyes off the road can cost them an arm or a leg, or their driver's license, which may be more important to them, or their life? And there is a field that you can look up. It's called social marketing. And I have an article here from Lennon and two other authors, Social Marketing and Distracted Driving Behaviors Among Young Adults, The Effectiveness of Fear Appeals. Fear, the attempt to arouse fear in someone that would motivate them to take protective action. That's what you're doing. Fear appeals can have what this article calls a boomerang effect. They looked at the effects of anti-smoking campaigns on college students, and they found that kids were often angry and defiant after they saw the ad. Or an anti-drug campaign, they found actually decreased negative attitudes towards dangerous drugs, not a good thing. Or they found that people were, when they were trying to tell people don't watch violent TV shows, they found people were more attracted to them. And two authors, Milner and Ralnick, think that people feel that their personal choices are threatened, that their personal freedom is threatened, and they'll say, I'll do what I want. So you can take a look at that article, Frank. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
You can share the same religion or secular philosophy, be of the same race and nationality, or come from the same social background and still be different in enough fundamental ways, including sense of life, to make a successful romantic relationship impossible. Your aspirations for the future need to be compatible. For example, it is important for partners to be comfortable with each other's level of ambition. This does not mean both need to have the same level of ambition, but their ambitions should not conflict. One partner may need to work long hours or move frequently to get ahead. The other partner must be on board with this for the relationship to work.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.